That might be really boring. Just give me a, just raise your hand. Okay. Sorry. It's awesome. Good looking room. I was in Texas last week, and the week before that I was in Montana, and then before that I was in Michigan, so I get around the United States. Normally I would have been in seven nations from August to December, but they got canceled. My favorite line right now is, due to COVID, you know, everything's canceled, right? So I was going to go to India and Kenya and Israel, Philippines, just a lot of different places I'm doing things. And now our world is different, right? It's really kind of weird. And it's politically weird. It's just everything's just different. What a year 2020 has been. How's it been from like a young person's perspective, high schooler? What are you, 13 and up? Is that middle school up here? What do you call it? Or junior high? What do they call it? Middle school? Okay. Yeah. You know, back when I was with the dinosaurs, we called it junior high. Okay. So, but anyways, what's COVID like for you? I mean, what's the world like for you? Is it much different or is it radically different? How many of you are at school at home because of it? Are the schools open up here? No. Okay. Okay. So they let you out of the house. It's pretty much, you know. It's really good. So you're like dog, you know, you've been house trained and everything. That's really good to hear. So that's awesome, you know. So homeschooled. Well, we did homeschool too. I have a son that graduated at 19 with a bachelor's in physics. So, you know, it can work. Just note to my wife, don't put the drum set in the living room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, couldn't you put it somewhere in the house? But thank God for noiseless, noise-canceling earphones, even though I loved it sometimes. But anyway, I just wanted to say it's an honor to be here. I have not been asked to do a youth meeting in a long time. I don't know why. But I consider it a privilege. I have two 30-year-olds. That makes them twins. And they're not identical. They shared the womb, but they had different condos. So that makes them fraternal. And then I have a daughter, 32. And this may be a strange thing to say. I know guys of all ages, but I'm closer now to my children than I've ever been. I pursue my kids. It freaked them out about 5 years ago. I have a lot of people call me mama and papa. Oh, they don't call me mama, my wife, actually. That'd be scary. That'd be weird. Papa and mama, but the mama came out first. Wow, they call me mama. Wow. We had a great night in Alaska, you know, like... We're never asking that guy back. Due to COVID, I made that mistake. But anyway, they call me Papa, and I was just starting to think, you know, I got to be closer to my kids. So my kids like to do some gaming, so we do some of that. A lot of board games. Board games are so different nowadays, aren't they? They're, like, so sophisticated. It takes, like, an hour to set them up. Does anybody play these games? It's like, wow. What's that, like, Transforming Mars or something like that? And ever heard of that one? Wow, I can't believe the games today. They're like so, like Monopoly is so boring compared to these just amazing things. Sorry about that. If I just kind of ruined your childhood, you know, game, I really apologize. Talk to Steve about that after. We'll be setting up some counseling sessions after I'm done because... one of the things that is on my heart is... The church is really getting bashed. The word church is almost like a bad word. And, you know, I agree in a lot of ways where if it's boring, if it's not, that doesn't have life, doesn't have power, We've got to look at it. But the world is just being told right now, you know, what, who we are. And so it's never been more important for you to know who you are. Because there's a battle for your identity, right? Huge battle for your identity in this culture. And I work with people from all over the world. I have an outreach to I'll just say it, to prostitutes, male, female. If you go to my Facebook page, there's tons of former prostitutes, tons of them, hundreds and hundreds. I baptized 125 of them in 1 week because they saw the power of Jesus and the love of Jesus. So I love people. I love people of all walks, and it's awesome to be here tonight. So if someone were to ask you a question like this, like I said, what is your purpose? What's your purpose in life? What would you say? All that? That's amazing. You just really, all of you just blew me away with those answers. It was so deep, I didn't even understand it. It's like, what's your purpose? To love and be loved by God? I love your answer, but it was almost a question too. Okay, and I was like, yeah. No, I love your boldness because it was kind of like, hey, to love and be loved by God, that's very biblical, right? To love God with all of your heart, right? Soul and strength. I like your answer. Okay. Well, I'm sure I wouldn't say, I didn't like that answer, you know? Come on, give me, no, I did, because it does go to the heart of we're created by God. But what are you created for? And is there a difference between the person sitting next to you? Other than the fact that they look different than you. Okay, real different. Okay, but what is your purpose? Does it matter? Okay. All right. How about this? Even more, like, you know, what did God create not only for you to relate to Him, which I agree with that answer, that, you know, the greatest commandment is to love Him. Why did He create you, or what did He create in you that was special and unique as a purpose? And do you think there is one? I'm really asking this question. I'm sure you've thought about it. Right? People ask, you know, what's my purpose? What am I created for? Right?
Are you talking about, like, your calling?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. What's your... Yeah, do you have a call on your life? Okay. Where do you want to go? Okay, fantastic. Have you gone already? Okay. Because I got a lot of villages I'd be glad to drop you off in around the world, you know. I do that. I feel like it's best training is just drop you off with a few other people and... You know, I'll see you in 6 hours, you know. See, that's what Jesus did to the disciples. He dropped them off in pairs. And they healed the sick and cast out demons. And my daughter saw a woman raised from the dead in a village at 14. How many are 14? How many of you saw someone raised from the dead, it would freak you out? How many think it would change your absolute life? Yeah. Well, in Jeremiah, do you guys read Bibles?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. I mean, like, do you like actually, like, who has a physical Bible? Let me see it. That's great. Who has it on your, someone has two. It's like, wow, Steve, you know, that's awesome. How many have it on their phone? Okay. How many have it on their, like, what else do you have it on, a tablet or iPad or, how many of you have the Passion Translation? Okay, great. Hey, Brian Simmons and Candace Simmons, the translators are my dear friends. I just went to Mexico with them last month. No, that was September. That was August, so that was 2 months ago. But we travel together and we do stuff together. So in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, it says that the word of the Lord came to me. All right? So he could hear the voice of God. All right? I believe, just for a moment, if I could be in your ear for a minute, I believe that every one of you should be able to hear the voice of God. And if you don't tonight, I think you should leave here going, I have to hear the voice of God. Like, I'm desperate. I will learn how to hear God's voice. I won't make you show your hands, but I believe that until you can really hear God's voice, that it's not enough to hear what Steve says, or your parents, or Pastor Zach, as much as they're incredible people. I believe that God speaks to you. And the reason I'm so bold about this is for 10 years, I was a pastor and never been taught how to hear God. I was a Baptist pastor. No one ever told me that I could hear God's voice. No one ever taught me. They taught me weird people thought they heard voices. Okay? And if you said you heard God, they looked at you like you were really strange. All right. I'll probably share the story on Sunday, but like I was in a hot tub and a Satanist was there. And he said, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" Because that's the thing. I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "I'm a Satanist." And I said, "Oh, that's interesting, because the Lord just told me about your life. You always wanted to be a good father, and you are a great father." And he goes, "Who is this guy, a wizard?" You know. And the Lord started telling me all kinds of things about his life. And he started weeping in the hot tub with two other men. When I met a prostitute, I could tell her that she had an 18-year-old brother. And she always wanted to be a school teacher. I don't learn how to hear God's voice because it's, you know, just because so, it's, just for me, it's, I want to hear God's voice because I believe that God wants to speak to others through me. And it doesn't mean you always have to totally hear as clearly as someone else, but everyone in this room, if you have dreams, that means you're called to have dreams from God. If you have nightmares, when kids came to me with nightmares in my church, I said, "This is awesome. I got something to start with." "What?" I said, "We're going to give you dreams to God. God's going to begin to speak to you through your dreams, through your imagination. You have fear, a lot of fear. We're going to teach you how to have faith. Spiritual realm is real, just as real as your chair." Okay? I told God, though, after a while, I said, "You're freaking me out. How do I know this is real? How do I know that it's true?" And he says, "Okay, Intel stock will close at this price tomorrow." If you follow the stock market, it was pretty freaky. The Lord told me the price that the stock would close at. And it did. The exact penny. I said, "Why would you tell me that?" He says, "How will you speak to nations? How will you speak to nations if you won't believe me about small things in your life?" See, God wants to be so intimate with you. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice." Okay? So, I don't know how much work you've done on this, Steve. Maybe everybody here is just slamming it, right? But make it a pursuit in your life. And God, it'll be different for every one of you. Some of you will see pictures. Some of you will see video movies in your head. My wife sees videos. I see stick men, pretty much. I don't really see very good. I hear. I hear when God's healing deaf ears or a blind eye or a left knee. I hear a lot of stuff. So much to the point now where I just totally believe God. Can I be wrong? Yeah, and that's why I have accountability and I have covenants and I'm have close relationships. But that's not my topic tonight. Part of it. But I want to challenge you. And the best way to begin is just ask, tell the Lord, I want to be with you. I want to love you, and I need you to hear. Because when God tells you how much he loves you, guess what? There's nothing like it. I was at a youth camp, actually. We were Baptist, right? And they invited us to speak at the youth camp, which was a mistake because the power of the Lord came and people were on the floor. But that was really wasn't my plan, but God's plan. The power of God came upon the camp. But there was a girl, I'll never forget it. She was in the front row, and I told her, showed her how to hear the voice of God. And I said, I want you to imagine right now God wants to show you what you look like to him. And all of a sudden, this girl in the front row is just crying. And I said, what's going on? She goes, well, I saw a beautiful diamond, and the Lord said I was like that jewel. And she felt the love. But she said, no one knows it here, but I tried to commit suicide last week, and I was in the hospital. And when God spoke that to me, I believe it changed me forever. So how many would like to hear the voice of God? Okay. This is how the Spirit speaks. Can I just share a few moments on that? Because I feel like it's really important. It wasn't my plan, but I think I should do it. Basically, you have a great imagination. Okay, your imagination is... Have you ever just laid at night and your imagination just goes, right? And how many of you ever sat late on your bed and your imagination went to a place of fear and something bad happened to you and you were imagining it and something terrible was going on because of your mind? Has anybody ever had that experience? Okay. I believe that some of the times your mind or your spirit is actually impacted by other spirits. Okay, I can go into a hotel I've never been in, and I can literally begin to have these weird, bad dreams, and it's a spirit, and I have to command it to go. In this stage of science, by the way, I'm totally into science, so, but I'm also into the supernatural. I've seen thousands, not hundreds, of blind eyes open. I've seen thousands and thousands of deaf ears open. I've seen the lame walk. I've seen the Bible. I mean, this is a time that's more exciting than the book of Acts. Everything you see in the book of Acts and more, we're seeing around the world. America's in a different battle. Right now, it's so science-oriented, they're using science to say, you can't believe in the supernatural. And that's totally false. You can believe in science, and you can believe in the supernatural. They're just different realms. Okay? So if your imagination can be used demonically, or you can have a bad imagination, or let's say you had too much pizza. Like pepperoni. Okay, never too much pepperoni pizza, okay? Like spicy pepperoni pizza. It could maybe impact you. Anybody here have nightmares? Okay. So if that's true, what happens if we invited God into our imagination and we asked the Holy Spirit to lead it? Then what could happen? Well, the Holy Spirit can take over, in a sense, and start giving you pictures, imagination, things. Now what you do is you check it with the Word of God, okay? But you ask the Lord to fill your imagination. So if you're there laying on your bed and you're really struggling, try this. Say, God, I'm convinced that I or even demonic spirits can influence my imagination. I'm inviting you to come and inspire my imagination. Like right now, I'm going to say, all right, everybody close your eyes. This is really actually, I mean, meaning this. I'd like you to try to see Jesus' face. Just ask the Lord, I want to see the face of Jesus. Could anyone do that? Okay, you could? Okay, anybody else? You could? Could anybody else? Well, what did it look like? What were the eyes? What did the eye? What did his eyes look like? Oh, bright blue. Huh? Okay. Huh? Was there? Did you feel love from his face, or what did you feel? Okay. How many couldn't see anything? By the way, this is totally okay. Okay. So let's try something over. I want you to picture an orange, or let's try an apple. We could have a little more fun with an apple. I mean, orange is a little too predictable. Okay, picture an apple. Okay, open your eyes. How many of you could see an apple? Okay, cool. Was it green? Red? How many had a red apple? How many had a green apple? How many had a green-red apple? Okay. How many had a stem on it? How many had a worm coming out? No, I'm kidding. No. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So let's try something else. A little more abstract. Imagine your bedroom where you sleep. In fact, let's not start in there. Let's start out in the like in the hallway, and let's open the door or slide it or I don't know what else you would do. Put on your hazmat suit and no, okay. No. So you're going in the door, you're going into your room. I want you to go in your room, shut your eyes and go in your room, and I want you to turn and I want you to see your bed. Are the pillows on the floor or are they on the bed? No, I'm kidding. I don't know, but I've created, I just love to throw the pillows. Any parents here, I'm sorry, I repent for this, but I just think they're designed to throw on the floor. I don't know. I could sit on a couch, you know. How many could see their bed? Well, okay. So what you're doing is now you're seeing imagination. Okay? So when you said, get all of your mind, love God with all of your heart, the heart is where you hurt. It's where you're frustrated. It's where you want to give up. It's where it's hard to forgive. It's where you're restless. It's where you feel misunderstood. So when I think I'm going to love God with all my heart, I'm going to love him with all those places. So when I feel misunderstood, Lord, come. Show me. Imagination. Show and speak to me how to comfort me. When my heart hurts, when someone teases me, when someone takes something from me. I just had my wallet stolen. They went out with my credit cards immediately. Probably a team of four people. I went to the Lord. I hurt. Give me peace. And please send me another Starbucks card. That didn't quite work out, but God sent me other things. So that's how what I mean by loving, hearing God with all, and loving God with all my heart. Love him with all my mind is my is not only my doubts and my questions and my trying to figure stuff out. I'm a pastor, but I'm also a businessman. Okay, why? Because I don't want to ask for money. I want to make money. I want to be the one of the biggest givers. I'm entrepreneurial. I don't love money. I love to give money. I ask God for strategies. I ask God, my wife and I were going to buy a house, and we prayed, and my wife literally hears the Lord through dreams, so she dreamt the inside of the house. So we went and looked at houses, and we went in and said, is this the house, Ann? She goes, no. The next time we found the house, oh, that's the house. What's around the corner? Oh, this is going to be there, and there's going to be a fireplace over there. And this, she told the whole design of the house, so we knew it was a house to design. Would God ever tell us that? When we moved to Los Angeles, the Lord told me the name of the house to Google. Glenview Home. This is kind of a freaky story. I'm going to move to Los Angeles. And my friends were telling me, you're going to move to Los Angeles? Yeah, there's terrible air. Traffic. No trees. I went to God and I said, God, did you hear my friends? I want a house with more trees. I want a house with better air quality. I lived in Portland, Oregon at the time. I want to live at a house with less traffic. How much do I trust to hear the Lord with my mind? So he says, Google Glenview Home. That's kind of interesting that God uses Google. I Google it. It says, Glenview Home, open house tomorrow. And I happen to be down speaking down there. I drove up, walk in the house. The first thing as I do, I run to see if there's trees. 100-foot pines. It was in a neighborhood that was above the smog line where air would go through. People had lung problems. They would send them to that community because the air flow through that small valley. The freeway was new, and still to this day, there's far less traffic because it only serves those foothills. So I had less traffic, tall trees, and better air. And God told me the name of the home. What would you do if I could tell you? I could tell you 500 more stories like that. Of total ability to hear God's voice. And I'm not saying audibly and like I'm different from you. I don't think I'm more important or more spiritual than you. I think she's more spiritual than me. I'm serious. She's on fire. She's really trying hard. It's not about that. It's about your faith to believe God's word. When Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, when my sheep hear my voice, when they hear a stranger, they run. Do you know how I can tell best if you hear God's voice? When I hear the temptation in your life, I can tell how you respond. Because if you don't know it's the stranger, if you don't know who it's from, you're not running, and I'm concerned about you. Not because you're getting tempted, because you're not running. The enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy you, and he's not waiting until you get older. He's not saying, oh, they're only 14, I'll leave them alone. No, he's going after your identity now. In fact, I know I'm being intense. It started in the womb. It did. How do I know? Because I have twins, and a prophet said to me, he saw me, and he goes, I see you have three children. And I said, it's true. And he said, I see that you have one that almost died in birth. And I said, it's true. He said he has numbers in his head. I go, yeah, it's Marcus, a physics major, right? And he came out as a twin, and the umbilical cord of the second baby came with it. So the baby still in the womb was getting no oxygen. And he almost died. He came out blue. And the prophet said the enemy saw his purpose and his call in the womb, and he tried to steal it. And it freaked me out. Are you kidding me? Ever since that day in my church, because I was a pastor for 24 years, but in my church, I would tell people, this church represents, we are going to war for your identity and purpose. If you're in this church, you know, less 6 months and you don't hear God's voice, go somewhere else, because we failed our job. If you don't know your purpose and calling within a year to the nth degree, we have failed. That's what I told my church. Because otherwise Christianity, the rules of Christianity, all those things are not enough. You can do all the right things, but it will not change your heart to the measure of encountering God. So you know how we learned how to hear God's voice best? It's a practice like this. You take either paper or a phone, and you start asking God to speak to you, and you ask specific questions, and you start to write down what you believe he's saying to you. Is it going to be perfect? No. Is it going to sound like, you know, it's going to freak you out. How do you know if it's God? Well, one, you go to the Word. God never contradicts his written word. Number two, your heart beats faster. Number three, it's a lot smarter than you. It's like you read it and go, I've never written any. You know what you write when you journal. You read it and it's going like, this is so different. This is so life-giving. There's so much strategy and wisdom here. I wrote a book now in 12 languages because I did this. I didn't write it in 12 languages. It's been translated into 12 languages, most recently Russian. But I got it by hearing God, by going out of the jungles for hours and listening to him and writing it down. So if you want to do it, Amazon, you can get parents to do it. You can buy it now. Most of you are richer than your parents. I'm kidding, but a lot of you, you're doing good. It's called Communion with God by Mark Verkler, and it really is something that's very helpful. Write down what you hear. Write down your dreams. Ask the Lord to share. Ask the Lord for pictures to show you what you look like to him. So we tried those few exercises. Now I want you to try something else. Close your eyes again. Okay, you go in the front door of your house. And you walk up to the kitchen table or the dining table, whatever it is, where you eat. And there's a card there. And it has your name on it. And it's from Jesus. Take a look at the card. What's on it? Don't think about it too much. Just let it flow. Holy Spirit, come. Just take our imaginations tonight. What does he say? Your own card from Jesus. All right, open your eyes. Did anybody see it? A lot of you. It's awesome. Okay, somebody tell us what it looked like. What it said. Yeah, up there. What? Oh, man, that's an awesome card. You will be set free. Wow. You will be set free. Now, let me ask a question. Is that consistent with the word?
Absolutely.
The truth will set you free. How did it feel? No, okay. It's an awesome example. So when you do that, just don't. What I tell people is just experience it first and press into the experience and then test it afterwards. Okay? Did it make you feel closer to God, more in love with Jesus? Did it? Okay. Does the devil make you more in love with Jesus? No. Did it encourage you? Did it encourage you? Did it encourage you? What was that? Did it encourage you? Did it uplift you? Did it make you good? Are you still kind of shaky? Yeah. Lord, would you just come on her tonight? Just set her free. Yeah. It's awesome. Someone else. A lot of you raised your hand. That was really good. I didn't know this is what I was going to do tonight because I was going to go somewhere else, but this is one of my favorite topics. I've taught how to hear the voice of God in 30 countries, so I've done it a lot. Taught Indian pastors mainly. Who's someone else? You saw something. Saw a card. Yes. Wow. You're light, you're loved. Wow. And you make a mean chocolate sundae? Did it say that too? No, no kidding. No, it was awesome. No, it was personal. All right, someone else. Come on, at least a couple more. Yeah. You on the lion. What do you think all that it means? Okay, so the three stages to listening are the experience. The next thing is interpretation. And the last one is application. Okay? You could write those three things down. First is the revelation, what you see, what you hear, what you feel. Some of you may not have seen a lot, but you felt. Who was here? You didn't really see anything in your mind, but you felt like love and presence. Okay, that's just as much seeing and hearing, because the Bible says that we see with the eyes of our heart. Okay, the prayer was, may you have a spirit of wisdom. How many want wisdom? And revelation. It's Ephesians 1:17, so that you might know Jesus better. So it's wisdom and revelation to know Jesus better. So there are some people, we call them feelers. They sense, they feel it. They don't see it as much. So don't beat yourself up. Other people just know, like it's like a deposit. Like, oh, man, that's just like, it's now in me. Like Gatorade, you know. So that's good. So fire usually has to do with authority, and it also has to do with purifying. The lion has to do with reclaiming that which is stolen. The Lion of Judah is in the. All this is in the Bible. If you're into video game or gaming, I respect gamers, and I'm not saying you should spend your life doing this, but. I respect the imagination. And there's been a lot more demonic imagination in gaming than there has been heavenly imagination. But I want to let you know, some of the gaming and some of the demonic stuff is real as can be, and it's very accurate. And that tells me that, gosh, I just wish some of these gamers would come to the Lord. We could have some amazing heavenly games. Wouldn't that be amazing? Anybody else see anything? Yeah. Oh, good. So you got divine romance going on. Oh, that's good. My daughter was 14. She heard the voice of the Lord, but we told her when she was 16 she could actually start seeing a guy, you know. And she came to us a couple months later and said, the Lord told me I wasn't ready yet, I'm not mature enough. Now, how many 16-year-old girls want to hear that they're not mature enough? So I knew it was God. Of course, when she left my room, it was like, yes, but that's a whole other story. She now has a planner. You can go to abidely.co, abidely.co, and she has a planner that teaches you how to hear the voice of God. Yeah, and it's designed for you. It's designed to hear the voice of God and plan your life so you know your purpose. Another way we just learn to hear the voice of God is we just practice. We sit there and we try to, like, learn or grow. and we ask the Lord to show us things about people. And usually it's to, the way I train people to how to hear God's voice is you feel his love towards someone, right? And but it's really hard to feel his love towards someone when it's hard to feel his love toward you. So I want you to imagine one more thing. Close your eyes. And let's say the Lord came to you and you asked him, say, show how you see me. Or what you think about me or how you feel about me. Could be a picture, could be a word. Be a feeling. Okay, open your eyes again. Anybody hear anything, see anything, feel anything?
Yes.
That was it. Yeah, I got baptized by the Lord and been called to be a prophet, but that was it? That's all you heard? Yeah. Yeah. What was it like to be baptized? Have you ever been baptized in... No, you haven't. Isn't that amazing? He's never been baptized. You know what I'm saying? How old are you?
Seven.
Wait till you're 7 1/2. This is going to be amazing. You know, I'm kidding. That's amazing. So he called you to be a prophet. Wow. Does that happen? Jeremiah 1, verse 5 and 6. Guess what? God told Jeremiah. Verse 5. I'm sorry, I sprung that on you. He said, I knew you before I formed you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I set you apart to be a prophet to the nations. Before I formed you in the womb, I'm pro-life. I believe that God formed you. I don't believe you're a floating little cell. I believe that God formed you. He knew you. And my only authority is Scripture. And he says, before you were born, I set you apart. I believe you, young man, 7-year-old. I believe that God's going to speak through you mightily. I pray that you will speak so mightily, you'll freak people out. Okay? Like freak them out really bad. You know, like, oh. Someone else hear anything? Yes. What'd you get out of that? Take a guess. Use imagination. I feel like you're longing for his presence. And he's longing to show his presence to you. That's what I got out of that. But. Yes, you raised your hand.
Well,
Yeah, it feels like an invitation for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like you're getting torn right now in your life. There's a strong pull here, there's a strong pull there. Is that true? Okay. So you got an invitation. You could be radical. You're very gifted. You're a very gifted athlete. What do you do?
I used to play football.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a very gifted athlete. And God wants to, yeah, just use that training. You learned how to train hard. So next time I come, I know we just met, but I want you to say, I trained on Hear to God's Voice. Now I'm training others. You know how you train to hear God's voice? You just do it together. You test it with Scripture. Go to Scripture. Does God call us into the light? Out of darkness? Absolutely. That's like in the Bible. What else did the Lord say to some of you? Yes. Wow. How did it feel? It's good. The light shining through you. It's true. I was in India, in like one of the darkest cities in the world where they worship, where, I'll just be honest, they burn the dead bodies and they throw them in the river to be saved. It's one of the darkest cities in the world. Go look it up. It's called Varanasi. And I was walking toward the temple of Lord Shiva, which is Lord with a small L, not Lord Jesus, okay? And I felt the darkness on me to the point I couldn't breathe. And the Lord said to me, if you could see what you looked like to all the demons, and I'm talking there were hordes of demons, he said, if you could see what you'd look like, you know why every demonic spirit is cursing you right now. So I said, okay, Lord, show me. And I saw a white glowing figure, the glory of God. And I said, Lord, is that you? And he said, no, that's you. If you go back to the Bible, it says that the hope of glory is in you and that you're the light of the world. There you go. You just saw it. Someone else. Practice, practice. And my wife and I practice all the time. Why? Because we can't wait to meet the woman at the well. And we can't wait to meet the person that we're going to change their life that day. How about you? Did you hear anything? I'm sorry, I'm going to... how God felt about you? Isn't that wonderful? I heard the Lord say that you're being a really good steward with the new freedom you have, the new responsibilities you're being given. You're really at an age of really being given trust and responsibility. And that you're trustworthy with it. And that you're going to do well. Are you being given a lot of responsibility and trust now? That's what he told me. And he says you've deserved it. You've been faithful. You are truthful. You want to be pure. Good job. Take that to the bank, what you just had. It'll be your key. It'll be your key. Even that vision will be your key. But I need them more because I leak, you know. Sometimes I forget. That's why the Bible says you're transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. And I know people tell you read the Bible, and I do too. But the reason I read the Bible is because I don't only want to know the Bible, I want to know God. And the Bible points me to Him. And when I hear his voice, the better I know the Bible, the better I can test what I hear. That's why I love the Word. I read the Word every day. But for me, I need personal encounter. You know why? Because the Bible's not going to tell you what house to buy. The Bible's not going to tell you who to marry. The Bible's not going to tell you exactly your purpose. It'll tell you about it and everything tests. But the hearing the voice of God is when he will tell you. Now, you know why I'm up here? I laid on my bed in the morning and I said, who's on your heart? Who am I supposed to go to see now? And all of a sudden I see Zach and Sage. So that day, Alaska Airlines has a 2-for-1 sale. And the prices are on sale. I flew up here round trip for $175. But it started in the morning when I saw Sage and Zach in my eyes of my heart. And I knew he wanted me to come and love on them and them love on us. And then God just provided the way that day. I knew right away when I saw the 2-for-1 sale, I knew exactly where I was supposed to come. Because last time I came here, it was like 900 or 1,000 for both of us. I want to live like that every day. I don't want to be religious. I don't want to just have a one-time encounter with God. And that was great. I had that at camp. That was perfect. That'll last me to next year's camp. I want to have this vital relationship. This is what the verse says. I knew you before I formed you. Before you were born, I set you apart to be a prophet to the nations. Does anybody know how Jeremiah answered God? I'm too young. Yeah. He said, wait a second, I know you know all things. Except there's two things you forgot. Just letting you know, God, because I like hearing your voice now. It's cool. But, you call me to be a prophet of the nations, but the problem is I'm too young and I don't know how to speak. And God said, you're right. It's cool, right? How many think that's what God said? No, go to the next verse. God said, do not say, I am a youth. For you shall go to all who I am sending you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. I tell a lot of stories from Kenya, Uganda, because I go. I've been going for 20 years. I take people like you. My biggest desire is to see 14-year-olds prophesying next to 72-year-olds, with maybe a 48-year-old thrown in there. I just love that. I mean, I can't even stand it when I see all generations working together. I like youth groups. I like you doing stuff. But my favorite thing is when we all mix the pot up. We're all ages, all races, all just we're together. And you don't treat certain people like they're more spiritual than the others. Everybody, if you go with me ever, and then you will, hopefully some of you will go with me to the nations. And when you go, I'll treat you with total honor and respect no matter how old you are, and I will help you discover what you carry and what your purpose is. But the first thing I'll do is say, "You, we got to help you hear God's voice and hear his love." But anyways, we were there and we were talking to the youth and we said, what's your biggest struggle in your culture? And they said, in our culture, youth aren't really allowed to speak. If we speak, we get hit. And I said, really? I mean, you can't even speak? No, no one wants to hear us. In our culture, youth have no voice. I said, well, what's your biggest fear? And they said, witch doctors, because they curse us. So we said, well, how about let's just go to the witch doctor's house? And they were like terrified. So they got convinced to go to the witch doctor's house, but they were too young, see, remember? They were youth. They didn't know how to speak. So we had to go to the witch doctor's house. If you know anything, witch doctors, you know, cast spells and kill animals. And it's real. They actually, did you know that they have real power? Did you know that the demonic is real? And it has real power. It's not fake. Some of it, it's an illusion, but it's a counterfeit of true power in Christ. So don't be afraid of the dark, because you're light. Light's not afraid of the dark. Light goes in the darkness. I go to a city, if I'm in a city very long, just take me to the darkest place. That's what I want to do. My wife, how many have heard of Portland and all the stuff that's going on? Anybody here? All the riots. So my wife goes down there and worships next to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. She worships and intercedes, and guess what she does, though? She walks right into where they all are. How you doing? Give me five. Love it. They love her. They help make the way for her, because the whole team loves them. So anyways, we're going to the witch doctor's house, you know. We knock on the door. And the witch doctor's there. He says, "What are you doing here?" I said, "We have gifts." Which at this time was basically anything we had in our backpacks, like Clif Bars. Anything, you know. We give them to him, bottles of water. And he says, "I'm sorry, I can't speak long. My daughters are really sick with fever." "You have two sick daughters? Can we meet them?" So a handful go in, lay hands on the daughters. Fever is immediately broken. Just like the Bible, they get up, they start making us food. Do you think the youth were starting to change? Yeah. The world will try to tell you who you're not and who you are. If you don't know how to hear the Lord and He doesn't tell you who you are, who will you believe? If you can hear Him tell you who you are, it changes the whole ballgame. Because now you know who you are. The Lord told me I would go to the nations. The Lord told me that I would raise up leaders all over the world. I had no idea how it would happen. But I believed Him. Most recently, like I said, my book was translated into Russian. I'm invited to go to Moscow, Saratov, all these different cities. They don't even want evangelists. They don't even like missionaries. But when I go, I have total freedom. I don't know why and how. It's really weird. In a communist nation, I can go there freely. God opens these doors that are just tremendous. But you know how it started? It started like this. Hearing God's voice for myself. And then I took steps. And if I didn't hear perfectly, which I don't, by the way, I think only Jesus heard perfectly. But I want the Lord to tell me who I am. I don't want the world to tell me who I am. I'm not saying that there aren't things the world can't tell me, but I'm not too old. I'm not too young. I'm not the wrong gender. My weaknesses are not who I am. They steal from me, and I have to grow. And that's why I pursue my kids, because I want my kids to tell me. They know me better than so much as anybody. And they'll say, "Dad, I've never seen anybody grow like you. You are changing so radically by the power of God." I want my wife to say that. The people that know me and live with me. And say, "Wow, you are really changing." And you know what? I always say the same thing. It's because God loves me so much. He just loves to tell me how much He loves me. And He tells me so much, I actually believe it now. And when you know how you are, know you're hearing God, all He wants to talk about is how much He loves you, like your vision. He just wants to tell you how much He loves you. I mean, it should get to the point where, like, can't we talk about anything else? I mean, I know you love me now. But he's like saying, until I can get it into your heart, deeply and profoundly. So guess what? Now you love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul. This is the Spirit. Any questions? Any thoughts? Will someone just make one up? I mean, go ahead.
Let's see. What's a good question?
Check on the internet. What's a good question to ask the guys? No, I'm kidding. Hey, Siri, give me a good question, you know? No, I'm kidding. How many want to hear the voice of the Lord? What's the question? What do you think the biggest obstacle is going to be? I'll ask you a question. What do you think the biggest obstacle to hearing God is? Yes? So you don't tell yourself, I can't hear God. You say, I want to hear God's voice. How many want to hear God's voice? Well, so you know what you tell the Lord? I would love to hear your voice. I would like to have a relationship with you where I can hear you clearly and know your love in a deeper way. How many would like to say that to the Lord right now? Say it in your own words. Lord, I want to be closer to you than ever. I want to ask you to speak to me clearly. Okay, I'm going to do one more exercise, okay? I want you to take someone next to you. Just look at them for a second.
Hey, you're using new hair product now, aren't you?
Hey, you got a little thing in your tooth there, right? You're just getting, okay, all right. So just look at each other good enough. You guys, come on. You guys can do it. Find somebody. I want you to try something. Just for a moment, even if it's a really good friend. I want you to say, Lord, I want to have your eyes towards that person. And I want to feel your heart toward them. Not yours, not your thoughts, but I want you to say, Lord, I want to look at that person through your eyes, and I want to feel your heart. Go ahead and do that. You don't have anybody? You want to try me? Sure, great. Come on up. We'll do it together. Come on. I want everybody to have a pair. Everybody pair up. We're just going to try it. Now, what do you do? This doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be... You know, like, this just has to just be like, okay, for a moment, I'm not trying to have my natural mind and eyes. Holy Spirit, I trust you. You love. How many believe that God loves the person next to you? Okay. So it's not far-fetched to say, Lord, I want to learn to see people with your eyes and feel your heart. Okay. So whatever comes to you, try it. Just try it for a minute. Okay. We're going to do this for each other with you. Hey, once you start trying something, just say, hey, I don't sure what this means, but if you do, just share. If you felt something, saw something, ask them a question. There's nothing really strange about this. It's something just to feel God's heart. So even a question is fine. Just ask them, okay?
Mark loves it that you really want me to make it. He loves that about you. And he knows it's a burden. He wants to carry that burden.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is accurate. I have sisters, so I just sit between them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you feel anything to me when you thought?
Not really.
That's okay. Any questions came to mind?
All right, is everybody sharing? How many of you felt something? Now it's really important in this, we're all at a different way, a different pace, different one. There's no comparing, there's no right speed. One of the women that heard God the most in my church, she tried for like 4 months and was so mad. She'd come, I tried everything. I can't hear anything. And then after 4 months, she had a breakthrough, and then she wrote like 40 pages of stuff she heard in 1 week. And so 1 week later, I put her in charge of helping people hear the voice of God. She goes, "Why? I've only heard God 1 week. What do you mean?" I said, "You know every reason why someone would never hear God over the last 4 months? You're the best teacher." Because people say, "I can't hear God because of this and that." She was. She was one of our best teachers on how to hear the voice of God. She did it for about 5 more years. So don't give up. Just pursue it. And I didn't have a lot of time with you tonight, but I know you guys, you do other things like, I don't know, like hang out. Does anybody want to share something they got or they felt? Anybody? Okay. Absolutely. Okay, great. Wow. That's neat. Is that true? Do you feel like you're called to leadership? And that's great. Was that encouraging? Mm-hmm. Do you know what the Bible says? That you're supposed to eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially to give words of strength and comfort and encouragement the most. So like, that's like me, if I go to a buffet, do you think I'm going to go looking for the Jell-O or the cottage cheese? Huh? I'm going for the prime rib. Okay? Do you know what I'm saying? Am I speaking anybody's language here? Okay? Or up here, I'm going for the king crab, right? Am I going to, like, get the lima beans or the bean salad? Like, where's the bean salad, you know? Come on, it's 5 bean. I mean, it's amazing. So the Bible says, eagerly desire spiritual gifts, but especially, meaning if you're going to desire any spiritual gift, it's to strengthen and comfort and encourage other people through words, which you just did. How do you do it? You have to learn how to hear God for yourself. Because if you learn how to hear God for yourself, it matures and then all you want to do is not only that, but you want to hear God for others.
Yeah.
That's what it means to eagerly desire prime rib. So like, my wife and I let's love prophecy. Anybody here love prophecy? How many here, not sure if you love prophecy? That's okay. Strengthening, comfort, and encouragement. All right, I need to close, don't I? Pray for him. Can I pray for him? Well, I want to go as long as they would. I mean, I want to encourage them. Any questions? It's either I'm so eloquent, or we're done, or yeah, sure. Can I pray for you guys? Anybody want prayer? for this? How many would like to come up and get prayer? Anybody? How many would like just to stay there? How many could really don't care? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. How many would like me to pray for them? Okay, if you want, come here. Because I'm going to give it away to you. This is how I got it. I have good news. I don't push. Okay? I don't want you to experience me. I want you to experience God. Okay? Just come on up. How many have never received a prophetic word? How many have never received a prophetic word? So you've all heard, gotten prophetic words? This is amazing. Come on up here.
Come on up. Make a line.
Yeah.
We can do this.
If you have crutches, we might make, let's make her first. Like, no, let's make you wait at the end all night, you know, because we want you to grow, you know. How'd you hurt your leg?
Volleyball. She was amazing. She was just stuffing in guys' faces.
She didn't even stop playing after
she broke it. She broke it? That's awesome. So next time somebody asks you, oh, man, you should have seen that spike. It was... That answered everything, you know. How'd it go, anyway? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Are they younger or older, both? Or?
Two are older and three are younger.
Yeah. It's cool, though, even though they're older, you really give strength to all your siblings, your older ones. They come to you. You encourage them. Is that true?
Sometimes.
Yeah. And the younger ones. Yeah, the Lord's going to give you just a lot of authority. He's going to teach you how to influence for Him. So, Lord, I just pray... This lioness will roar for the kingdom. I pray she'll hear your voice. I pray, Lord, you either speed along this healing or we welcome and invite a total, complete, radical, immediate healing.
Yeah.
But we trust you that you're making her leg stronger than it was before.
Yeah.
And her stronger than she was before. You just say it, but like it is. That's who you are. You're the person that people can go to and get an honest answer. That's a very good gift you have. So the Lord, you know, you ask the Lord, who does he say you are? You're the one that speaks truth. And as you do it in love, you'll be more and more effective. You do it, I'm saying, but the more you learn exactly, you'll find more of your purpose. Thank you, Lord. Just going to bless you. You can sit down and do whatever you do. Just bless you, Lord. I ask, Lord, give you eyes of your heart. You'll see. Yeah. You're going to see in the spiritual realm angels and great things. Have you already done that? And yeah. Have fun. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The greatest among you is the servant of all. And you're going to have eyes to see. Ask the Lord, show me what it means to be the greatest servant. And he'll show you. Radical things. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of his heart. Thank you, Lord. man of freedom. You're going to get freedom. Into the eyes of your heart, Lord. Bless him. Open him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord. You've got a good heart. In fact, it's a tender heart. Don't let the enemy tell you you're too sensitive, because you care. You're strong. That's what the Lord says, you're strong. Do you believe him? You're stronger than you think, is what he said. Remind yourself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless this one, Lord. Are you a runner? Yeah. Why would the Lord show me you're a runner? No, you don't break your arm running usually. The Lord says you're a runner. It's because you're going to go, he's training you. You're going to go to great, you're going to go the mile. You're going to go the extra mile. Your word is really good. You're going to learn about endurance. You're going to learn not to give up. You've already learned a lot of those things. Now kingdomize it. You kingdomize it. You take the things you've learned and you make them into kingdom attributes. Okay? Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless this one, Lord. Do you love your mom? You show her, don't you? You show her how much you love her? No, the Lord said you love your mom well. It means a lot to her. You're one of her greatest strengths. Did you know that? You're really encouraging her. Thank you, Lord. Bless him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the questions. Questions have questions. It's good. Got a good mind. I command peace into your mind, like it's just blowing your brain. I ask the Lord to visit you and show you what his peace can mean. Open the eyes of your heart. Open the eyes of this one's heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give him continued, Lord, courage and strength. Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Let him see with your eyes, Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. For this man's called to be a mighty warrior in the Spirit. Teach him. Teach him. You're new here, huh?
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Yeah. Do you feel the Holy Spirit right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all over you.
Yeah.
This one, too. You got a lot of stuff going on around you. It's out of your control. Right? A lot of stuff. Bear down. Hear his voice, because it's going to change everything. I promise. It'll change everything. Because all that stuff out of your control, it's not supposed to take over. Am I making any sense?
A little bit.
Okay. If not, then it was pizza. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I got the Spirit all over him. Did I skip anybody here? Did you come back here? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Make him a teacher of your ways, Lord. An example of your ways. And you know how to have fun. So that's a great teacher. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Bless you. Lord, thank you for this one being here. He's going to see visions and have dreams. Going to be like a Joseph. Going to have a lot of favor. Bless. Oh, amen. Thank you. Wow. I'll take this. I'm a good pastor, a good lover of all people. I have hope. You love prime rib? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I just feel like the Lord is really proud of you. I feel like you have a good heart. You give everybody a chance, second chance, third chance. It's a great quality. Open his eyes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open his eyes. Thank you, Lord. There's a passion. It's like a fire burning. The Lord's watering it. He's going to foster it, make it grow. He's not drenching it. He's putting his oil on it. It's more like it's going to grow. Some people lead by example. Right now, the most influential ones we need to do is they're just burning ones for God. Just burning. Just crazy. Right now, out on the street, it's never been easier to prophesy. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants it. Antifa wants it. Black Lives Matter want it. Everybody. Everybody I go out to wants a word from the Lord. Everybody. It's not even hard. Because they know they're loved. And usually you're the compassionate one. You cry for other people.
I do.
I know.
I really do.
I know. I didn't mean that joke. I mean, like, you really are compassionate. You really feel stuff for people. You're a very powerful, anointed woman. You carry a lot of people. You were created to pastor, not necessarily over a church, but groups of people. But he's got to be your pastor. There can't be anything in you that the enemy can use against you, like ever again. You just have to tell him, you will never. Get the attitude, you know, like, you will never. You know. Like you protect others. And he's going to protect you. I just bless you with your compassion. And when you feel stuff and you feel overwhelmed, say, Lord, is that you or is that me? Because sometimes, or the enemy is trying to put a false one on you. And then sometimes the Lord says, I want you to let go of it. Okay? Here's the responsible one, moving in more responsibility. And the Lord says, you're a good steward, and I'm going to give you more. God bless you. May she see and hear your voice, Lord. This one, thank you, Lord. Why do I lay hands? Because I can release an impartation. It's real. I say, dream dreams, hear the Lord's voice. Yeah. You're like everybody's big sister. It's great. You're very compassionate too. You're very unselfish. Very giving. You're a good friend. Bless you. Here's our freedom fighter, right? Yeah. I just pray a blessing in you. I speak real freedom. You will be set free. I just love that word you gave. But it's for you. It's where you feel responsible. It's where you feel you let others down, where you let yourself down. You weren't there. That's what it sounds like, what it feels like. I don't know what it means, but I just say freedom. And I pray blessing. And the Lord will show you. And by the way, I have a sword of freedom. It's real. And I release that into your life. I command a blessing of freedom like you have never known or seen. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're just going to the spa days in heaven. You're just, you just have learned to get in his presence. It's important to you. And you're going to usher others into his presence. And when you lead worship next time, you probably already do this, but just say, Lord, help us bring people into your presence. Help people encounter you like they've never encountered. But guess what? You get the blessing first. He wants you to have more and more of it. So have fun. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There you are, the dancer. I don't know if you dance. Yeah, you do. Yeah. I do that stuff, you know, run, dance. You're the dancer. The Lord said, you're my dancer. You're going to dance upon injustice. You're going to dance upon falsehood. You're going to dance. Yeah. Your feet. You're going to put the enemy under your feet for this generation. And you're going to have, I can tell you're going to have fun doing it. Be creative. Let the creative flow. Get people together. Get creativity. Get do you guys dance in here? No? See, it's Friday night, Sunday. That's only 2 days away. I love worship dance or dance that says a word. You don't have to do it by Sunday. But think about it. It's helpful. Thankful. Thank you, Lord. May she hear your voice, your daughter. You're so willing. You really got a great attitude. You really, you want to serve. And you want to give to others. And you want to make a difference. And you are. Lord's going to give you visions. You're going to see things. Maybe he already does. Write them down. Tell the Lord you want them to be more. Say, I want a more elaborate and more accurate. I'll be a good steward with that. Just like anything the Lord gives you, if you're a good steward with it, he'll give you more. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You feel like you have such a big heart in you. I just pray like a holy confidence in you. I'm not saying you're incompetent, okay? But there's like a holy confidence. Like, this confidence comes from God, not from man. You're going to be able to speak to people that others can't reach. Because you know how to accept people really well and not judge them. Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. You're so gifted. I don't know if you feel gifted, but you feel really gifted. Like you really, you're good at a lot of things. Be nicer, though, to yourself, okay? Because you want it to be better, all of it to be better. But you're good. You try really hard. You do things really well. And there's a joy. There's a joy you're supposed to have in it. More joy in it. Because you try so hard. You try harder than anybody, right? Do you try really hard? Really hard. And you give your all. So give some grace. And do what you love to do. Where you find life in you. Or just makes me feel alive. And it'll be really freeing, helpful. I pray you see God's heart for you and you'll hear his voice. Amen. Did I pray for almost everyone yet? I mean, that wants it. I mean, I'm not going to. Okay.
You're I said that in over one. You understand things in the spirit more than you know. You know, you think, oh, well, that's basic. But for others, it's not. And so good teachers, what they do is they take things that others don't understand, but for them, it's just like makes sense and it's totally clear. And that's what you're going to be like. You're just going to see things. And you're going to know. And try to write down why you know and what is it that you know and how could you help others that don't know. And the Lord's going to use you. Because for you, it's just kind of like it comes easier. And it's a blessing. But it's for others. Okay? You're brighter than the brightest light bulb in this room. So keep it up. Thank you, Lord. Your name's Florida? That's awesome. Yeah. No. Do you have family or are you from there? Okay. Okay. Is he away or is he here? Okay. I feel like you're a healer. I feel like you heal hearts already. I do. I feel like you just know what to say. Right? That's what people tell you? Yeah, it's true. You just know what to say. Did you know that's Holy Spirit through you? So we're going to turbo it.
Okay.
What's your name?
Katie.
Katie, you're just going to walk around like, who's just going to get love their socks off next, you know? Would you like that?
Yeah.
That's great. The greatest weapon of warfare is love. Tears down every stronghold. And I feel like you're loving well, and you know what to say. And the Lord's given you a spirit of wisdom. And so when you say, who am I? You say, I am a daughter filled with the Spirit, and I speak words of wisdom and love. And just declare that over you. And everybody here, I'm going to dance over injustice. Okay? I'm going to be the glory girl. Right? Say this over your life. Start to define who you are, what you carry, because everybody carries something different. So I just bless you, increase your ability to hear God's voice. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I got to spend a minute with you. I saw you, the bridge man, the buffer man, the shock absorber. But you're the peacemaker. And the Lord says that blessed are the peacemakers. You know? Go look at the promises that come with that. You're going to see God. You're going to feel God. You're going to know Him. Amen?
Amen.
Bless you. You're not the Hulk. You're the Huck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can he buy an L? You know, I'm kidding. Thank you, Lord. You know, people look at people and they look on the outside. And, of course, you look like a strong, fine young man. But you're more than that. You got a heart like David. You're called to be a worshiper. Passionate worshiper. I don't even know, were you up there tonight or where were you?
Playing the bass.
Playing the bass. Okay. Passionate worshiper. You have your own bedroom? Okay. Well, then he's going to become a worshiper too. So, worship like a maniac in there. Everything, every other door will open because of it. David was a worshiper first. But he was very anointed. And the power of the Spirit rested on him. So that's what you want? Okay. I give it to you. I increase the anointing, the power of God. You will see the power of God more in the days ahead than you've ever seen in your entire life. It's going to come out of that worship closet. This is she's like my granddaughter in the spirit, so. I feel like the Lord is saying that I'm so pleased how you give to so many people.
not because you have to, but because you want to. And you see people's needs before other people even know they even have them. You see people's needs and you run to them. And the Lord is so pleased with you because you're going to wash the feet of Jesus, and then you're going to wash the feet of his people and nations all around the world. And they're going to love your words, and they're going to love your song and your heart. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, let's pray this one. Baptize him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he's ready, okay? Yeah. Guy's having visions, okay?
<It's> like...
Thank you, Lord. Hi. Oh. You just radiate the beauty of the Lord. You radiate. You have radiant light in you. You're radiant. You've got a lot of faith. You think? Yeah. Faith when others can't have it. You've got it. Others give up. No. Speak faith. Articulate faith. Become a faith expert. You're on the path. Open the eyes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Solid Rock Bible Camp. Amen. And they just throw you in the wilderness?
No.
So you're a little older than the youth, a little bit. What age are you?
I'm 16.
16. Okay. You just look like you could run this whole place. I mean, you know, pretty much. You're very gifted. You probably already have a lot of responsibility. And the Lord's, you feel like you're going to really help. Help organize and mobilize and strategize people into their purpose. And I feel like you're called to really study this topic of what does it mean to fulfill our purpose and how can we help others. Hint, I'll give you a copy of my book on Sunday. Did I offer that to anybody else? No, but I think you're ready and I think it'll help you do what you're called to do. Amen? She doesn't know what to do with me yet. So, Lord, just help her hear your voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for this son. Make him continue to encourage his heart. Thank you, Lord. And I just see you. I see you connecting more in this next season to helping other guys feel God's heart and his love. You're going to connect people all over. You're going to gather people. I just pray you hear his voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it okay if I touched you?
No, I'm COVID testing.
Oh, okay, you do. Okay. I just got tested to come here. So, know what I mean? I love your sense of humor, okay. Lord, I just pray you bless this young man. I pray that he'd have dreams. I just feel like the Lord wants to give you dreams. Powerful, spirit-filled dreams from him. I just pray a blessing upon him. And I pray, Lord, you bless him and his family in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Are you patient, do you think?
Yeah, I'm patient.
Yeah, you feel like patient. I mean, if you ask most people, are you patient, you know what they'd say? Nah. And you said yes right away. And I knew you would because the Lord said he really is patient. What a strong character that is. Did you know patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience.
Yeah.
I can really see it in you. I feel like you could really bring calm and peace to some people that are just totally spinning. It's a credit and anointing you have. Could you imagine Jesus calm storms? What's your name?
Levi.
Could you imagine you're called to calm storms?
Yeah, I guess you see that.
That's an anointing. Every one of you is anointed. Mm-hmm. So I just bless you. Amen? Amen. Did I miss out anybody? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Are there like South Face t-shirts? And
wish.
No, like...
I'm always crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
People.
Thank you, Lord. I just was touched how much you feel tonight. I just feel like the people around you aren't aware almost how intensely you feel stuff, right? Like intense. It's a great quality when the Holy Spirit's leading it because it can be... did you know a lot of people in our culture can't feel anymore? They've grown hardened, and sometimes people like yourself can help them feel again. Imagine like you had a heart fibrillator, you know, you could just command life into people. And so if the Lord's going to talk to you in that way, ask the Lord to how to interpret the language of the heart. Okay? That's part of your purpose. Learn what it means to speak the language of a heart and to talk to people's hearts without their heads. Not telling their heads are irrelevant, but there are times where the heart won't listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just speak that, and you'll see and hear and declare the words of the heart. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Get this guy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, when I grow up, can I have a beard like that? Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I think of the verse Ephesians 3:17. It says, no eye can see, no mind can conceive the great things that the Lord has for, or can imagine, immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, right? I just butchered that, but anyway, that's the verse. God wants to give you more than you could ask or imagine. And I feel like he's giving glimpses of what that looks like and revelation. And you'll have it for others. You can see immeasurably more than they could have, and he'll give you. And I just encourage you in this season when you're here, just when you see stuff on these youth, just speak it into them because they're really right now really hungry for a prophetic culture. And they have it, but for each other and for themselves. Right, Steve? And so I just pray that blessing for you. Just pray God will just give you strategy on how to just really, you know, a youth group where everyone says, yeah, we really are learning how to hear the voice of the Lord, and testimonies that will just blow people's brains, and they'll know that this is really real and they can be grounded in it. It's not weird. It's not strange. It's actually what we were created for. So we just pray they'll have that ability in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, you're welcome. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Did I just eat up your game time praying for all of you or something? You know, so I'm sorry tonight. We're not going to play. No. I'll just turn it over to you. Hey, guys, we'll see you this weekend, maybe tomorrow night. And did you have anything to say?
So, quick question. How many of you guys tonight heard something opposite of what you felt like you were called to be or a word that was on your life? Okay. How many of you guys felt the Father's heart tonight? Hold on. So, I want to encourage you guys tomorrow night. Mark Tubbs will be here at 7 o'clock. So the service isn't just for adults. It's going to be for everybody. Okay, so you're encouraged. Please come. Get some more. If you're hungry, there's good solid food for the Spirit here. And so he's going to be sharing again. Come and get filled. The desire of your Creator is that you would be filled with the Spirit and overflowing, so that you would give it away to all those that you encounter, okay? So I'm going to pray and dismiss, and you guys go and share what the Lord has given you tonight. And if you want more, you can get more.
I just got a picture of everybody, so if they don't show up, I'm going to come find them.
Yes. Yes. One quick announcement. If you're on the worship team, I need you to hang out after and talk. We got something to share with you really quick. We're not springing anything on you, I promise. All right. All right. So, Lord.